Since the dawn of video game creation, mankind has had trouble deciding whether to play on a PC or a console. What if all were welcome? Is there a place where these two can coexist? This is the Game Fix Show.
Hello to all my friends at Game Fix. It's-a me, Mario.
Woohoo! I'm here to kick ass and listen to the Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to the Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to Game Fix.
It's Game Fix Podcast.
I like to tune into the Game Fix Show.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go crazy! Go crazy!
Another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream or our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you are not, facebook.com/gamefixshow. Sunday nights.
Sunday nights, 9 p.m. That's where we're at right now. You guys can watch live, as Verlaine was saying, but like you can also download the show after we are done recording it. That's usually how it works. But right after the show, I upload it, so you can record it anytime you want. You can watch live, just like Sean is in the chat. What's up, Sean?
Hello, Jonathan.
Yeah. So we are, if you're in the chat room, say what's up. Let us know what game you've been playing on lately. Maybe a game you want to play. That'd be cool, too. That's fine. We have a lot to go over today, like a lot. So because of that, we haven't played in a while. And I think it's a good time to do so. And we're going to play this or that or the thing or not a thing, whatever it's called. That's fine. There's so many there's so many news stories this week, so we're going to try to get through all of them. Well, at least as much as we can. What's up, Jack? Welcome to the show, or the, you know, watching the show. Welcome to watching the show.
Whatever the hell this is.
Whatever that is. Okay. Our website, gamefixshow.com. You can click the link up there, top right-hand corner of the page. You'll see all of our social medias. Like, subscribe, follow. We'd really appreciate it. And right underneath is actually the latest episode of each podcast. So you can see it right there. You can download it actually right there on the website, gamefixshow.com, or anywhere you would download podcast. Okay. Okay, now we got past that. Now there is a lot going on. Dude, I can't wait to talk about this. And honestly, I'm not even gonna lie, this is the first thing we're gonna talk about after we do what we've been playing. And that's some news about NetherRealm. And this, I don't know, man, this story kind of makes me wonder. Well, first of all, is it real? And then second of all, what the hell is it, you know? Also, there has been an update to the first Overwatch. we have more information about the more of the Activision Blizzard stuff that's been going on. Another update. It seems like it's updating every week. And yeah. And then congratulations to PlayStation 5 for being the best-selling console.
They're always the best-selling console.
Yeah, they just beat Switch. It's true. It's true. It's damn true. All right. We got to talk about what we've been playing, what we've been gaming on. Verlaine, start us off. What have you been playing this week?
I have been playing lots of Overwatch. It's a Halloween thing. I do it all the time now. Blah, blah, blah. I'm honestly now waiting for, you know, the new update.
Yep.
I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be interesting to hear some of the lines, because I'm going to go into the hero gallery and listen to some of the lines that are directly affecting. But aliens, of course, I'm playing aliens. But now, like last time, we couldn't get past that one level. Mm-hmm. This time, that last level that we last tried and couldn't get to work, me and Jack tried again like a couple of times. Can't get it to work at all. We are on the very last level of the game and cannot get past it because it keeps lag spikes all the time, and it's like it's aggravating. I have a feeling they'll have to fix it. I'm sure they'll fix it. It's game's still great. I'm still gonna keep trying, which is out of my character when it comes to games. But and then I downloaded or installed Back for Blood.
Oh, good.
The official game is now out on Game Pass. I'm still part of Game Pass, which means you are also part of Game Pass. So I would highly suggest downloading it and installing it. Jack is going to install it.
Cool.
And yeah, I mean, it's from what I played so far, it does start you out pretty much at the levels that we did in the beta. Luckily, once we beat that, we can actually progress on to new shit. And the characters, I think that they let you be, I think they might be a little bit different. I'm not too sure. But I mean, it's still the same game. It feels the same. So whatever.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Okay. That's cool. Okay. So what have I been playing? Let's see. I've definitely gotten into Far Cry 6. Like I'm pretty deep right now. Like I've really been playing it, and I'm probably going to beat it. That's kind of what my goal is. I don't know about solving it, but beating it definitely. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. There is, you know, there's some aspects about the game that I kind of wish were a little more refined, a little more, I don't know, better detail, because, like, you know, compared to a lot of games that have come out, even in the past few years, we could talk Red Dead Redemption 2, we could talk Grand Theft Auto, really all those games like that, it really seems like it looks, it doesn't look as good as far as Far Cry 6 goes. Like it's just not there. There's a lot about it that screams to me Yakuza.
So I think the problem with the game is like when it first came out on PC, it was like the gimmick of it was how awesome the graphics were. It was fucking like revolutionary, right. Like graphics, right. Awesome. So as we're progressing through, like, you know, a lot of games are up there, but now we're at a point where, like, especially with this game. This game is really designed for the next gen.
Yeah.
So when you play it on, well, you're playing it on PlayStation 5, right?
Right.
So like, yeah, see, I'm playing it on PlayStation. So that's what I was going to say. Like, I can forgive that because I was assuming that you played on PlayStation 4. But if you're saying that the graphics are still kind of like that, that is kind of shitty.
Yeah, because, it's like, weird. It's weird. It's hard to describe. Like, it looks good, but, like, there's some things that are kind of weird, like throwing a Molotov cocktail in the water.
Uh-huh.
It explodes.
It's... Okay.
And it's like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Right? So, like, there's just weird stuff like that kind of bother me. Although I can get past it, it's pretty fun, and it's really... it feels really good to get a headshot in the game. There's this little sound. I'll have to grab it at some point. But there's this little sound that it makes when you it's like boink, like that. But it's like, oh, it's like so satisfying.
Yeah, I noticed the game. Like, I mean, I'm playing it on PlayStation 4, not even a pro. But even with some of the NPCs and stuff, like, it looks like it's a current gen game still. But then you do bring up games like Red Dead Redemption and Grand Theft Auto 5, which, shit, dude, if you put Grand Theft Auto 5 in VR, I mean, Grand Theft Auto 5 right now...
We've talked about that before.
...is one of the best-looking games they've made ever.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
First-person Grand Theft Auto is amazing. You get you get everything that all these games can't pull off.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, when you compare those two on the same console, like, what happened? Grand Theft Auto came out 7 or 8 years ago and is still blowing games out of the water with the graphics. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I mean, this is the first Far Cry I've played since, like, Far Cry 2.
Yeah.
Minus, like, the Crimson Dragon. Is that one? The one?
Something like that.
The 90s one.
Yeah, right.
The action-y one. But, yeah, I mean, it's... I still think it's fun. I want to get to the chicken fighting part.
Dude, okay, the cockfighting is actually pretty fun. I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's pretty fun. It's very simple. There's only like three attacks, four actually. Four. There's like one like ultimate attack.
Okay.
But like, it's like it's so weird. And I think how they got away with it is none of the chickens die.
Okay.
So like after the fight is over, they pick it up and they're like, yeah, winner, you know, and the loser's still holding it. And it's alive. So I'm like, okay, I can see that's probably how they got away with it.
But still, if you're controlling the thing, then it should be okay.
Yeah.
Like if you're Sonic the Hedgehog, you die. Like they're not like, oh, you just killed a hedgehog. Every death, a real hedgehog dies.
Yeah. Every time a hedgehog dies, you know, something like that. Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's cool. Whatever. It's fine. That would be the only thing. Let's see, what else have I been playing? I have been playing, I've been still playing Metroid Dread.
Oh, okay.
And it's fun, man. It's actually really fun. It's a really nice side scroller. Perfect for the Switch. Perfect for the Switch. Obviously, it won't be on any other console, but yeah, you get what I'm saying. So, all right. Let us know what you've been guys have been playing in the chat. We'd love to hear it. Also, this week, actually on Tuesday, the Retro Reboot, which Mike does every single week, he is doing. Well, it's apparently it's a request. It's a request by our very own producer James. To tie into the Halloween theme, he says, it's the seventh guest. That's the name of the game, is the seventh quest, or guest, excuse me. It's on PC. It's a point-and-click puzzle haunted mansion game that kind of set the standard of the genre back in the early 90s. And apparently, it's thrown Mike for a loop. That's what I'm hearing. Like, he really wants to, like, play this game, but, like, man, how do you describe it? I'm also putting, oh, yeah, no, that's for James. He's like, I'm also putting him in a figure four leg lock because those damn puzzles kept me up for hours for the last 2 weeks. So he's been playing it for a little while, which is good. That's good because the review you get will be pretty extensive, I would say. So look for that Tuesday about noon, 1 o'clock is when he puts it out, gamefixshow.com. Okay, we got to get to some stuff here, and we're going to play, it's a thing or not a thing. Silver Lane, you know how to play this. If you don't know how to play this at home, I just talk about one article, ask if it's a thing or not a thing in your opinion, and you give. And we actually would love to hear if you think it's a thing or not a thing. So Verlaine, let's start it off.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to talk about it, I think it's not a thing, and even if Dave thinks it's not a thing, you guys can just say something. We'll talk about it if you guys think it's something, because I don't think a lot of stuff you guys think are things.
It's just it's our own personal opinion, and that's just kind of how it works. So, all right. So let's talk about this. This is a crazy rumor, as it was put. NetherRealm, obviously the creators of Mortal Kombat or Injustice or anything like that, apparently, and this is alleged, and we're not really sure exactly if this is true, although there was a leak. You know how leaks go. We don't know if they're real or not. But they're talking about making a multi-versus game inspired by Smash Bros., of course. And There is actually some leaked characters. You want me to list some of these characters? Are you ready for this?
Yeah, man.
Gandalf, Tom and Jerry, Batman. Batman's in everything, right?
I know, right?
Batman's in fucking everything. Fred Flintstone, Mad Max, Harry Potter and Ron, but we're not going to sure if that's even going to thing. Johnny Bravo. Remember Johnny Bravo? Mm-hmm. And last, but certainly not least, well, and maybe it is the least, Scooby-Doo's own Shaggy. We finally, there was like some rumors about that, because obviously we've heard like, oh my God, we got to put Shaggy in Mortal Kombat. And obviously that's a dumb idea. But maybe this game.
So here's the
okay,
thing.
Okay. So anyway, thing or not a thing?
Oh, this is a thing. Dude. Okay. It sounds absurd enough to happen.
Yeah, it does.
It's the new craze right now, and we already know. I mean, the whole Smash Brothers type fighting thing, everyone has one. NetherRealms hasn't dipped into that, and it is a fighting genre. Yeah. So, like, you know, it all makes sense to me, especially with Warner Brothers would definitely back it, because, look, I don't know this for sure, but being a gamer, it felt like when Warner Brothers said you can use DC in the DC MK stuff, they were very like, I don't know, man, this is the guys who made Mortal Kombat, so right. No fatalities for the good guys. And you know, even Joker's fatality, the camera pans away because he shoots you in the head. Which ends up being Shang Tsung's fatality later on.
Right, right.
But then you see when Injustice comes out, it was like, guys, we trust you, do it. And then you got everything. You still didn't get fatalities, but you got some pretty brutal shit. Yeah. In fact, most characters, if you didn't do their finisher, what they do normally is kind of a fatality anyway. Like, you couldn't survive it, really.
No,
no way. So with that being said, I think that with the right properties, it'll work. The fact that, dude, how many people were fans of Shaggy being in Mortal Kombat, however ridiculous it was. And here's the kicker, dude. If you've if you've seen any of the new Warner Brothers animations, I don't know if it's just the Halloween ones or whatever. There's an actually like an incorporated, like the WB Shield, I think, opens up. You see Scorpion, and then Shaggy comes out and does something to Scorpion.
So like, right. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, they should. And absolutely, I don't blame them. I think that's very smart.
This could be crazy because, look, Johnny Bravo is still an adult thing because right now it wouldn't work because of all that womanizing. He talked pretty, absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fred Flintstone and stuff, though family oriented, he was still so old that, you know, he was promoting cigarettes. He's not relevant anymore. So they could bring him back as kind of a pseudo violent. Tom and Jerry are violent as fuck.
Yeah, that works
this
perfectly.
This all fits together. Like, yeah. It would work. It's not like they're taking Mickey Mouse or Bugs Bunny. They're taking, and with Space Jam. Yeah. Being such a hit in their eyes, and people really dug the whole cameos and shit. Like, look, all fingers point to this is gonna happen. This is gonna happen.
I hope so.
That would be sweet. Like, this would be, it would be great to see what they do with a tag team kind of, if it's even gonna be like Smash Bros, or if it's just gonna be more like a Tekken kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or an MVC or something. So. I'm on board, man, for sure, bro.
Of course, Batman is involved.
Yeah, Batman versus Harry Potter, though. Gandalf, Aragorn.
That'd be cool. Well, I didn't say that, but it could be Aragorn.
Well, WB properties, yeah, man.
It's true.
I mean, that's the same conversation as when we think about who could actually be the game.
See, I'm more of a Legolas or Gimli. That's more my thing. Yeah, sorry.
But yeah, I mean, dude, it that'd be cool because then you can bring anyone. You could bring anyone from DC into this game. Sure. Anyone from DC. Anyone from Mortal Kombat.
Yep. And Batman.
And Batman.
And maybe the Joker. Why, let's put the Joker in there. Yeah, whatever. So there's that. That's a crazy rumor, but yeah, I agree. It's definitely a thing. Definitely a thing. Okay, this is dumb. Fortnite reveals that Resident Evil crossover with Chris Redfield and Jill Valentine. Are you excited? Thing or not?
I'm not. There's nothing they could put in this game that'll make me like want to play it.
You see how like underwhelming I just explained that? Okay. Yeah. So Fortnite, you're gonna get Chris Redfield, like I said, and Jill Valentine from the Evil Dead. Or Evil Dead, Resident Evil, in Fortnite, and okay, fine, whatever, do whatever you want.
Look, at some point, this is going to be reversed. Like, first, it was like they're getting all these cameos to bring people into Fortnite.
Yeah.
But eventually, it's going to be the opposite way around. Where, like, you know, Resident Evil's coming out, so they're probably like, how can we advertise best? Hey, let's put a character in Fortnite. They'll fucking eat that shit up.
Yep.
And now it's going to be them using Fortnite as a platform, and maybe Fortnite will be smart enough to, like, Epic will be smart enough to, like, realize that, or have already, and now it's reversed funds, you know, like, instead of we pay for your rights to be in the game, you're paying us to be in the game.
Yes.
Either way, I think we're going to see more of that when new movies come out. Even Venom came out.
Yeah.
And they had Venom in there, right?
Yeah,
or
right.
Some shit, like Carnage or some shit. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, how about this? Fortnite is doing another crossover. Thing or not a thing. Fortnite is doing a Dune crossover.
Yeah. Dune? No, that's not a thing.
I said that like I expected you to say it was a thing, but obviously, yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
I know better. Oh, my God. What are they doing at Epic, man? It's like, okay, let's just do this. Okay, they throw like 50 things at the wall and whatever sticks, right? Like, that's kind of what it is. I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? All right, I'm moving on from that. I think you're good too. There is we have new information about Payday 3. I'm sure you're going to say it's a thing, right? You're a Payday guy, right?
Yeah, I like Payday.
Yeah. So apparently the new details about it is a co-op shooter. Okay, so that's kind of cool. I'd be interested in playing that if it's a co-op shooter. Yeah, like that. You know what I'm saying? And the sequel is set in New York City. And yeah, that's pretty much all we know.
Yeah.
Is this a thing or not a thing?
I mean, at this point, no.
Yeah,
Payday.
Like there's no videos. There's some screenshots, but it's all like work in progress stuff.
Yeah, you know? Payday was just. I mean, it's fun, but it's more of like. I liked it because of Left 4 Dead, and it took a lot from Left 4 Dead, but I think it was built on a sports engine to begin with, and it's just got one of those kind of culty feelings. Like the culty followings, like if Counter-Strike made a fucking sequel, like, yeah, people would enjoy it, but really just the people like playing Counter-Strike, which isn't fucking everybody. Most people have never played Payday at all.
Right.
Never played Payday 2 at all. So Payday 3 coming out is like, I don't know, man. It's just like almost irrelevant because we've had the bank heists. That's like a played out thing. Everyone does them. They're so popular. They're mini games in games that really wouldn't have them. Like you can do a heist in every fucking thing. So it's like, and that was their main thing when they came out, was like, it was a game about pulling off bank heists with three other of your friends.
Yeah.
But now you've got GTA that fucking totally fucking made that awesome.
Completely perfected it. Right.
Yeah.
Well, at least as far as we know.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I think it's not a thing. I think at this point, as far as like I'm waiting for more information. All we know is going to be in New York. There's about 15 million games that are in New York. So it's like, okay, what are we doing here?
Yeah, the other ones could have been in New York. I would have never even cared.
Right. It doesn't matter.
It's a fucking city. It's a big city. Inside of a bank.
Yeah.
It's gonna be real banks.
Oh, well, actually, they said they confirmed four original characters: Dallas, Hoxton, Chains, and Wolf. But that means absolutely nothing to us because we don't know.
It means at zero.
Yeah, yeah. But that's all there is. That's all we know. That's all we know. So I'd say it's not a thing, at least at this point. It could be at some point. Yeah, who knows? All right. Moving on to Overwatch. You like Blizzard, right?
I do.
Okay. Well, apparently,
I like Overwatch.
Apparently, they fired 20 people there.
Yeah.
20.
Wait, I don't like Blizzard.
I know you don't.
I like Overwatch. And they fired 20 people. Good. I mean, I'm sure.
You know, obviously, this is this goes back as far as because we've been talking about the harassment claims that have been going on for the last 2 months now. Yeah, so they fired 20 employees because of this. But you know what, dude? I look at this, and I'm not saying I'm not happy about it, because like I'm never happy when someone loses their job, no matter what it is, what it's for. It's, you know, that sucks. It's a bad beat, right? But like, only 20? You have thousands of workers that apparently most of them are pieces of shit. So like only 20? It just seems like the tip of the iceberg. I feel like I don't know. I think I should be happy, but I feel like it's just like not enough. But I guess I'm not there to like really know. So
they probably, like when you're dealing with something like this, I'm sure they have to think about fucking. First of all, you got to look at who you're about to take.
Thing or not a thing?
Oh, it's a thing.
Yeah.
You gotta look at proof, and then you gotta look at any kind of way that these people can cause a ruckus or, you know, any repercussions, even like if it's some loophole in the contract. And then you got to be like, well, do we get rid of this dude who, you know, if we break his contract and he decides to not do any, you know what I'm saying? We pay him more than this person, you know, all those kind of things. I'm sure that goes into it. It's a very touchy subject, especially if the right people are doing this. They can't just go pointing fingers and being like, you're out. With zero proof.
Right.
Because when you're dealing with thousands of employees, people are going to fucking say, oh, this guy started it. And it may not be true, you know, just because they don't want to get caught. Hmm. So, and then you have other people that are, you know, resigning and shit, maybe in hopes to just take all the, like, kind of be a scapegoat. Hey, look at me. I'm quitting. I was responsible. Blame me and let go of all these people. And they're like, no, you can leave. Bye. So, yeah, I mean,
that's interesting.
Definitely they need more people gone. I'm sure that more people will be gone because this is not the end.
Yeah. Oh, it's not even close. Yeah. We're going to hear way more about this, obviously, in the next coming weeks. But yeah, this is just one of those like, oh, OK, well, thanks. But like this feels like a Band-Aid, right?
Yeah,
this doesn't feel like a solution. That's kind of what I'm at. So like it would almost be a good idea to fire everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Start over.
Shut down business for a little bit.
Yeah. Let things mellow out. Instead, let's put out a mobile game. Let's do that. So stupid. Or let's do this. Let's rename a character. We already heard about this. In Overwatch, obviously McCree, went by Jesse McCree, was the same name of somebody that actually got fired from Activision Blizzard because he was a piece of shit, harassment piece of shit. There you go. Yeah. And well, they put out this statement. I'm going to read this and I really hope you enjoy it. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing a renegade loses is their name, and this one gave up his long ago. Running from his past meant running from himself, and each passing year only widened the divide between who he had been and what he had become. But in every cowboy's life, there comes a time when he has to stop and make a stand. To make this new Overwatch better, to make things right, he had to be honest with his team and himself. The cowboy he was rode into the sunset, and Cole Cassidy faced the world at dawn. New name for Jesse McCree is Cole Cassidy. Thing or not a thing?
It's not a thing. Yeah, it's a thing. Explain. Cole Cassidy, I almost say that they mentioned that before. Like, it's not even, I almost think that something was already there in the lore about a Cole Cassidy.
No, it was Joel.
Joel Cassidy?
I don't know if it was Cassidy, but it was Joel.
I know about, Sombra calling him that.
Why did they just go with that? I mean, there's an actual line in the game with him. I think, is that right? He's talking to Sombra? That's the conversation.
Like, it's
him
and Sombra. I don't know what you heard, but my name's not Joel.
Yeah, Joel or something like that. So it's like, why didn't they just go with that? Like, because that would actually make sense. Because it was like, okay, well, we knew that his name wasn't really Jesse McCree, so then let's just go with that. But they went with a completely different name, and I'm guessing he's lying about it again.
Maybe because look, this is saying that in his story, he was always Cole is his real name and Jesse McCree was his outlaw name. Yeah. And now he's going back to Cole. But Sombra, being the spy that she is, has always tried to figure it out and thought it was Joel. But it wasn't Joel, and he was honest because he was on her team saying, "Hey, I'm telling you, my name's not Joel." But he never said, "My name's Cole."
I guess it does rhyme.
So she could have had that mistaken.
All right, You talked me into it.
So it kind of can make sense. I think that, and because they did this, I mean, it's the only way that they could have done this is by making that name, and we talked about it, making Jesse McCree like his fake name.
Yeah.
So yeah, good move. It's going to be cool. That's what I've been playing. I'm going to play Overwatch until the 26th, 2 days. It's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. I don't know. I mean, that'd be awesome if they even threw in a new skin, like an old skin, like a younger McCree skin or something. And you know what I'm saying? Like, so that'd stupid. Be sweet.
I don't know.
But yeah, it's a very good move. It was a smart move, a smart way to do it. I still, in a way, would have enjoyed seeing the character wiped out of existence.
Yeah, I was thinking the same.
That would have been like a nice kick in the fucking nuts. Like, you know what? We would just do this to this character and the people who play this character just to show you that we don't put up with
this shit. I would imagine, and you know, I'm not there, but like, I would say that they probably kicked around the idea of completely deleting it. I would say, why not? Right. You gotta weigh out all the ideas and see what's going to stick. But with this one, I feel like if they were to do that, it would piss off a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like
they could have reskinned them. That would have been fun. Like, there's more fun ideas. They could have just completely taken him out, but his moveset's there and just made him like his twin fucking brother or something. Yeah, and just new character, just skin. All his old skins are gone. Right. All the new skins are there.
Like
same moveset and everything. Not said. It's like a wink, wink. Here's a cowboy for you.
It's high two.
Yeah, high new. High Newton.
High two. No, high midnight. Or something like that. I guess they could, right? Why not? Yeah, whatever. So there's that. I don't know. It's fine. Good luck. That's kind of where I'm at with that. I think I'd say good luck. So. All right. Well, sticking with Activision, at least in this case, I did play another game and I forgot to even mention it. I played Warzone again. I played the new Halloween event called The Haunting. And dude, I got to say, it's pretty fun.
Is it like the last one though, with like ghosts and zombies?
It's not zombies, but ghosts for sure.
Okay.
And because there's no gulag. Okay. So it's not, so the only way to bring yourself back is when you're a ghost, you have to kill at least three people, like three live people. Or find these like shiny orbs that are like floating around.
That's just like the zombie. Yeah. Like when you were a zombie, you had to like collect the orbs to get another shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you could keep doing that over and over again till
yeah,
the end.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And it's pretty cool. And, you know, obviously the ghost has a couple abilities. The one being it could jump really, really far or really, really high. Like it could jump on top of a building, like a tall building in a single leap. I guess I just described Superman. I really enjoy it. You know, I don't care about the skins. I don't care about the Scream mask. I don't care about Donnie Darko. I don't care about all that.
Darko
yeah,
is in there.
Yeah, yeah. It was fun. It's fun. And I'm definitely going to play it before it ends again, for sure. For sure. I'm trying to get you to play it.
Dude, you know, it's so big.
I know.
It's so big.
That's what she said.
Yes.
Yes. That's true. That's true. But it's cool. Whatever. You see Bo Cephas, he's gonna play Warzone tonight with some friends. He says it's gonna be fun. Are we
he's not, are you inviting me?
Yeah, are we friends?
It's gonna be fun. Me and my friends are gonna play. It's gonna be fun. You're not invited.
Yeah.
Just know that we're playing. It's
yeah. Yes, Jack, Donnie Darko, you heard right. Yes.
Donnie Darko.
Yeah. Obviously, like the rabbit character, not like the, you know what I mean. Yeah, I don't
have to. Not Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is this a thing or not a thing? Do you think The Haunting is a thing? By the way,
I mean it's for me no, because I mean I expect it. Like they do it every year. They're gonna do, you know, they do an event. It's cool that it's ghosts though. I expected just the same zombie thing that they did last time.
Yeah,
was it last time or two times ago? I don't remember how long I haven't been playing. Yeah, Halloween events are a thing when they're good and cool. Yep, now.
All right, cool. Let's move on. Unless you got anything to talk about with that? No? You
good? No. Good.
No? Move on. Do it. All right, so we just found out that the PlayStation 5 has outsold the Switch's three-run streak or whatever about the best selling console, and that's good, I guess. Whatever, congratulations, PlayStation. Sure, thing or not a thing?
I don't think it's a thing anymore.
Okay,
more people get PlayStation, maybe they have more access, maybe there are more countries, whatever it is, they get more PlayStations.
Like,
always,
does that many people have a PlayStation 5? Because I feel like it's not a very big number, but maybe I guess it is.
Yeah,
I guess it is. Yeah. But that's good. I guess it's in terms of dollars. Yeah, it's in terms of dollars, just so you know. That's how they're the best selling.
Oh.
So the more expensive
one,
yeah, the more expensive you make it. Yeah, it equals two pretty much Switches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, and then what do they count the scalpers that are making $1,000?
Probably not.
Much?
No, I doubt that. Yeah, I doubt that. I don't know, but this is, yeah, whatever. Go Sony! Yeah, that's fine. And then how about this? Sony has granted patent, which lets spectators pay to remove players from games.
That's fucking fucked up.
I don't understand what is happening and why this is even a thing. This is a thing, but it's not a thing. Do you follow me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why? Can you even come up with a reason why that would even people would even want that?
Yeah, I don't. If you're in a tournament, if you decide to just troll people or do whatever the fuck and throw a game or whatever, like I guess that's your decision, and then yay for the other guy.
It says
it doesn't.
It says the patent specifies that custom message could be feedback or a warning regarding the player's performance. It does not mention positive encouragement. Excuse me. The player would only be removed if voting reaches above a certain threshold. Okay, so there's a voting thing that is involved. A suggested 60%. There would also be a weighting system with a more skilled spectator having greater impact on the vote. That what? Skill level would be determined by the spectator's game level, statistics, or accomplishments in the game.
Look, it really doesn't matter what kind of scenario they can pull out of their ass to like make this viable. It's never going to be. There's no situation where this even needs to be, because if you're in a situation where, like, say, an open tournament and a dude wants to fuck off, like, big deal. If I'm in an open tournament and I just have, like, a fluke match, or I'm just unpopular, or, like, someone loves the person I'm playing with, they could just pay to boot me?
Can I throw another wrench in the whole thing?
Yeah.
This opens up, like, racism. This opens up, you know, homophobia. This
misogyny,
like everything,
and make them kill themselves.
Right.
But see, here's something that silver lining: PlayStation could be making this patent so nobody else does.
That's fair. You know, that's actually good, and I hope that's what they did. But like, I don't know. Are they?
That's pretty specific, though.
Yeah, I know, right? Are they that good of guys? We don't know.
They were the ones who they made a patent for where they would have the load screens playing fucking advertisements, and then it never came to fruition.
Yeah.
Maybe they make, I doubt they're making patents to protect people, but that sounds pretty shitty in any aspect, dude. Like, I don't even care if there were two people that I fucking hated playing a video game. Like, I don't think I have the right to boot any of them based on my own fucking opinion.
Yeah. I actually posted the actual patent in the chat if you wanted to go check that out. It's okay. All right, that's fair. Whatever.
I mean, instead of admitting that, like, you know, maybe the community is fucking toxic as shit, they just do this. Like, fix. Don't let the public, don't let the community fix the community.
Yeah, I think that's the issue, because they, like, companies need to, like, grow some balls and do what's right, not go, okay, it would be right to do what the players want. Like, that's, you know, okay, the customer is always correct, right? Or the customer is always right. That old saying that is so terrible and it makes no sense anymore nowadays is kind of like what they're doing, right? That's what it seems like. It's like, well, yeah, we'll do
Don't
what
make
they
any
want.
Rules. Like, yeah. Rules. It's rules. That's all you need is rules. Make fucking rules.
Yeah, we're okay with making rules. When you don't make rules, you open yourself up to stuff like that. Ugh, whatever. Ew. Whatever. Well, yeah, do your thing. All right. Well, because I mentioned the Switch, after Nintendo saying that it is not going to happen, keep in mind this is in the works, or it could be just a rumor, whatever. But they could finally be getting a Switch Pro. Which is like, okay, why didn't you do that when you came out with the OLED screen Switch, right? Like, why all of a sudden, okay, now we're going to do a Switch Pro? Like, I don't know. Like, how many reinventions of one console can you make? That, right? It just doesn't make any sense. Is this a thing or not a thing?
I mean, at this point, I don't think it's a thing. Okay. I'm sure a lot of people think it's a thing. But I don't. Like, you got duped fucking by Nintendo. Like, seriously, if this was on the back burner,
mm-hmm.
and they knowingly, like, this was always on the back burner, and then they fed you the fucking just upgraded screen, and then they're going to push out this thing and deny that this exists?
Right.
Dude, fuck Nintendo, for real. Like, you're a sucker. You're a sucker. Any of you who bought the new one and then buys the new one, you're a sucker.
Yeah, I agree. I actually agree with that, because, like, the one I have is fine. There's no way it looks that much better.
I know. It's like playing Nintendo 64 on a fucking, you know, 4K isn't going to make the game better.
Yeah, it's Nintendo graphics. Keep this in mind. It's all animated. It's all, you know what I mean? Nothing is, like, real. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I don't know. I think it's stupid, and it's just another cash grab for Nintendo. That's really what I'm going with. I mean, I guess that's what they do, right? They try to make cash. apparently, mm-hmm. allegedly.
And they're going to release this pro version, and it's not even going to be fucking near what you're getting from Xbox and PlayStation. Yeah. It's still going to be behind. It may let you stream fucking games better, but they're not going to tell you that half the time it's not going to fucking work.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, on the same vein, tomorrow, actually, the Nintendo, they have promised that they are going to release the N64 games and the Sega Genesis games. I have a list of the Sega Genesis games. Would you like me to list them?
Oh, yeah.
No particular order. Echo the Dolphin.
Okay.
For Sega? This is just Sega. So, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
Okay.
Golden Axe.
What?
Golden Axe.
Oh, Golden Axe. Yeah. Okay.
Strider, the original Strider.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's actually kind of cool. I'm looking
forward
to that.
Sega Strider was way better than the Nintendo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Musha?
I don't know.
Looks
okay.
Like, yeah, it looks like a Japanese release, UK release. Yeah, yeah. Is it Ristar? Restar? R-I-S-T-A-R. I never played it. It's like the character is you're a star, yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, I never played it.
Another game, Shining Force.
That's an RPG, no? Or
it's an RPG. Oh. Yes, yes, it is an RPG. Yeah, yeah. It's close to like Fire Emblem. At least that's what they're saying. But I don't really like Fire Emblem, so I probably won't play that one. another one, Shinobi 3: Return of the Ninja Master. I like a Shinobi. I'm in. Contra Hardcore.
Okay.
Okay. Phantasy Star 4. Phantasy.
Yeah. Never played any of them.
Yep, neither. Castlevania Bloodlines, which is cool. I'm into that. I would definitely give it a go. Gunstar Heroes, never even heard of it.
I've heard of it.
Have you?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I've played it.
Sonic the Hedgehog Do.
All right,
that's cool. That's actually my favorite Sonic game, so that's cool. I'll definitely play it a few times. And last but certainly not least, Streets of Rage 2, which was the better one, right? Or was the first one the best one? I feel like the second one was, right? I never really owned them, but I think it was that, right?
Yeah, why didn't they put the first one?
Well, this is just the first, you know, set of games, so eventually they'll put out more. Yeah, but it's $50 a year.
Not worth it.
I don't think so. Yeah, I mean, they haven't really announced anything as far as the N64 game, so I guess maybe it all comes down to that, but I don't really think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How often are you going to play these games?
Not that often, because, like, I mean, I already have the Nintendo, you know, virtual console. I always have this Super Nintendo virtual console, and I maybe play that 10 hours a year. So there you go. Yeah. That's about it, too. I mean, it's fine. I'll play retro games, but, like, I don't know if I want to pay for them because I own them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather just play on a console, but I'm old, so maybe that's different. Maybe that's why. Who knows? How about this? This is interesting. Let's move on from Nintendo. And this article was written up by Mike, our lead contributor on the website, gamefixshow.com, so you guys can read the article in its entirety. But this is, in a nutshell, EA, or Electronic Arts, will be losing their exclusive license to FIFA. Now, I feel like that's a big blow to them, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's huge. FIFA is, like, one of the best-selling sports games there are. And the fact of the matter is that FIFA is pretty much pulling out and saying, like, we're done with them. Ooh, I don't know. It sounds messy.
Go?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, 2K?
I guess. I guess it could work. Why not?
Yeah, I guess.
It's a big loss.
It really doesn't matter to me where they are, but, I mean, the game's going to be completely different because the game is built on the fucking Frostbite engine, and now it's going to be on someone else's engine. They're not going to be able to just stay on EA shit, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, the year, I mean,
this is a thing, right? And, this is a huge thing.
And Pez, that what's the PES stand for?
Oh, yeah.
That soccer game's coming out free and shit. Like, they've been doing some shit, dude. So, like, I mean, EA could pick them up for fucking, who knows, dude. Like, right now, like, losing that publishing in itself, I mean, being part of EA Play, being like, dude, I don't know. Even though EA sucks, like, I would think for sports entities, especially them and Madden, dude, like, they own EA.
Yeah. Yeah, this is sports. This is pretty big. Like, I don't think people even understand how big this is. Just because, like, I a lot of my friends, namely you, me, Jack, whatever, we don't really play soccer games. But there is a huge contingent out there that do. And, like, this is going to change the look about... at least with football or soccer.
Dude, first person, third person soccer.
Third person soccer? That'd be kind of cool. Third person soccer. Yeah, because it's always like the side view, which is not bad. I don't hate that. But yeah.
Like first person VR.
VR FIFA.
FIFA.
FIFA. Yes, that would be exactly what that would be. Yeah. All right, let's move on to this, and I'm sure this is something that you're really excited about. So the Cyberpunk 2077 and Witcher 3 next gen upgrades will be delayed to 2022.
I'm excited.
Oh my god, dude, why wouldn't they, right? Okay, so Cyberpunk is coming in the first quarter of 2022, Witcher 3 in the second quarter of 2022. CD Projekt Red put out a statement. Of course they did. That's what they do. They love to put out statements. Dear all, we have an important update regarding next generation updates of Cyberpunk 2077 and The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt for consoles and PC based on recommendations supplied by teams supervising the development of both games. We decided to postpone their releases until 2022. Our current target for the first quarter for Cyberpunk, second quarter, wait, we already said that. Apologies for the extended wait, but we want to make it right. Yeah, it's a good statement, but they've came up with a lot of statements that fall over on deaf ear. I mean, right? Like, this is not something that...
Do they know that when you work on two things at once, it's going to be harder to get them out on time?
Yeah.
And do they also know that, you know, if you're going to do this, I mean, this is just my opinion.
Probably.
You work and put out the stuff, you put out the update for the oldest game first, because therefore that much time hasn't been spent. Like, you know what I'm saying? So work on Witcher 3 because it's an older game, because then you'll get people into Witcher 3 again, because more people are still into Cyberpunk probably than Witcher 3. And then you do Cyberpunk. Why do Cyberpunk? Because that's just making Witcher 3 even more and more irrelevant. Like, I get it, the same people might play it, but, like, it just seems stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, just whatever, man.
Bosiva says he bought Cyberpunk for $10 from Target last week. I mean, that's really all. I mean, I actually bought Cyberpunk 2077 for $10, but it was on Best Buy's website. Not only that, but I got the metal booklet whatever for it. So that came free. So I was like, all right, well, that's actually kind of worth it already, you know, just those two alone. But for $10, I'll see what it's all about. And I did, and we're done. I don't know. Like, I will definitely play it again once all of this stuff comes out and, like, it's finally updated. Sure, absolutely. It might be one of the most fun of games I've ever played. But at this point, it is not. All right. So, yeah, I would say it's a thing.
Yeah.
Arguably.
It just shows that fucking their company's dick.
All right. So, apparently, if you use a little liquid nitrogen on your PC, you can run Doom Eternal at 1,000 frames per second. What? Well, I guess it's theoretically capable. Theoretically.
A bunch of frames. Like, I don't look, I don't know how many frames per second is real life.
Yeah.
How I honestly don't know. So if it's less than 1,000 frames per second, you're adding unnecessary frames. So you're just making wonky vision. Like, I don't understand it. I don't.
Yeah. I mean, they say that most people can only see between 30 and 60 frames per second. In some cases up to 200, but like, okay, so what's the point of 1,000? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. And that's like watching someone play the game, right? I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's unnecessary. Like, it's unfucking necessary.
Yeah.
So good for them.
Good for them.
Liquid nitrogen on your computer.
Liquid nitrogen. Who has liquid nitrogen?
Just to cool it.
And I love that there's actually pictures of him like pouring liquid nitrogen over the computer thing. I guess you can, right? Because it's not technically liquid.
It is.
Well, when you pour it, it
touches.
Yeah.
I guess if it's that hot, you're like pouring liquid nitrogen on lava or something.
Yeah.
Beats me. I don't know.
I would say this is not a thing,
right? Unless it was secretly some way to get like telling people that like Bitcoin miners to like do that to their PCs and they can get away with like more mining.
Right. Why didn't I do that? I should have got into Bitcoin mining.
Because you were born like 20 years too early.
Yeah, that's true. That too. Or something like that. Yeah. Who knows? All right. Thing or not a thing, God of War finally talked about, coming to PC in January. It's true. It's happening. Thing or not a thing.
I think it's a thing.
January 14th
it's actually coming out on Steam.
Yep.
Which means unlike Microsoft, they can't claim exclusive anymore.
Mm-mm.
Microsoft can say console exclusive because it's still exclusive if they have it on Microsoft because it's Microsoft games. They use their own platform to play their games on it. So I'm thinking like if it's Steam and it's not like, you know, PlayStation's own thing, then anyone can and it's not exclusive anymore. So the people that are fucking diehards are going to shit their fucking pants.
Yeah.
When they're like, oh my God, now it starts with God of War, but now PlayStation's like, oh, we'll just put them all on there. We'll just wait a year or two after and it won't feel like it's not exclusive. But right. Then everything becomes timed exclusive.
Right.
And look, the way that things are shaping up with game streaming and Microsoft wanting everyone to join everything, I mean, the time before they fucking like join forces with like Valve and Steam and shit, like just to like coexist. You could be playing Steam games on the fucking browser through the Xbox, therefore playing PlayStation games on your Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like it's good for everybody who wants to play these exclusives, but you know, PlayStation, unfortunately, one of the only things that it really, really, really has is their exclusive games. Microsoft can't touch them in exclusive games because they have their own like company.
Right.
They're developing their own game. So to give that up is kind of whatever, dude. Like, yeah. That's fine. I mean, it's like if I didn't have a PlayStation, I would think it was awesome. I would start trying to look for a new PC so I can get Steam and actually play these
right,
games.
Right. Well, I mean, it's good. I know a lot of people that don't have consoles. They just game on PCs mostly. I guess James would be one of those guys. And he's pretty excited about it. I know that. Because like he really wants to play it, but you know, obviously he can't really play it. So now he's got the chance. So that's good. I think for those people, it's definitely a thing for those people.
And the fact that, I mean, like right now you can already sync your PlayStation controllers to your PC. You can, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so like, yeah, I mean, it'll be just like fucking playing a PlayStation. Yeah.
Although, honestly, I would probably play it on the Xbox controller just because it'd be funny.
Playing PlayStation on a PC with an Xbox.
Yeah, it's like, what's happening here? But yeah, no. January 14th, look for that. God of War PC release. That's good. That's good. I wish one day that games that come out for consoles also come out PC the same day. I dream for that.
Sometimes.
Wouldn't that be good? Sometimes very rare. Lately very rare, but yeah, who knows. All right, so let's move on to this one. Thing or not a thing, Ubisoft, you like a little Ubisoft. They are reportedly, they're developing a new Splinter Cell. Thing or not a thing?
I want to say not a thing because to me it's not, but I know that like in this case, like there's a lot of people who've been just fucking dying for this game.
Yeah. Well, as you know, Ghost Recon Wildlands, Splinter Cell, like what's his name? Sam Fisher was kind of like in that game, but it was just like a quick thing. So I think they probably did that just to see if anybody was paying attention. I'm sure a lot of people were excited about it. Although, you know, Splinter Cell, whatever. It's fine. It's not like one of the greatest games I've ever played.
It was one of the first, like, really, really hardcore stealth games.
Yes, yes.
So, like, now, like, there's millions of stealth games out there. Games that aren't even stealth have stealth levels out there. Right. So, like, really all I would imagine is playing, like, Ghost Recon or something, just single player, less weapons, more enemies, less health. Because it's all a cover-based system anyways. You can prone, you can go... you know, creep if you want with the silencer and stuff like that. So, I mean, like, just like Rainbow Six, just one person instead of a team of seven or something. Yeah. I don't know. Fucking whatever.
it's not a thing.
I mean, look, you have Hitman. Like, Hitman is pretty much taken over that shit.
Right. And now it's like, well, let's put Splinter Cell back in. You could have the three green light... headgear, night vision thing, and because that's really all it is, right? It could be any game, but you put that in there, it's Splinter Cell. Yeah. That's really it, right? as far as I know, is the storyline goes. But yeah, all right, good job, Ubisoft. You do you. Okay, Aliens Fireteam Elite. You love this game, right?
Oh, I do.
You do. Apparently, your sentiment is not shared with a lot of people. Last week, they came out with how many people were actually playing at one time, and it was just under 800 people, 792 people. So this game, obviously, you know, we've talked about this game having a lot of setbacks, a lot of bugs, a lot of, and not talking Aliens, but a lot of, you know, video game bugs in there. Can it ever come back, or is that pretty much over? So
I think, like, just like, okay, I love Colonial Marines, and everybody hates that game, and I have my reasons for liking it. And sure. I think even with that game, people they don't give it a chance. They just overlook things and they focus on the beginning. They were duped by a trailer or whatever the fuck.
Okay.
But in this game, so they're it's only on PC. But B, this is a game where, you know, you can go on there like Left 4 Dead and Back 4 Blood.
Wait, what's only on PC?
This count, the count that they're detecting. Oh, yeah, only for the PC version. But the thing is, even when we play, I play on a private server. I'm not playing on a server. You guys are connected to me or I'm connected to you. You know, we're not playing on one of their servers.
Right.
So that wouldn't count. And this is a game where, like, I wouldn't go find a bunch of randos to play it. I want my friends because it's kind of more of a campaign anyways. And then add the fact that there's technically only four levels. And then once it's done, it's done. You have horde mode, but then like there is nothing else to do. So it's naturally going to die until I think once DLC comes out, or maybe a game mode that's more like versus, I think that would make more people play concurrently. Okay. But at the time right now, like, there's almost no reason. It'd be like seeing how many people are concurrently playing God of War online at the same time.
Right.
It's like, you know, the limited features that even you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right,
it's
right.
But I do get it. These games, like Alien games, start out strong and then people like just they don't last a long time. A lot of it is because they're not meant to.
It's currently the 570th most popular game on Steam. So, yeah,
I mean, I think the game's great. The story's, I think a lot of people just plowed through the story real fast and had nothing else to do, you know, at all. And then you add the server issues that they're having. Look, I mean, it's still like I'm a sucker for Aliens, man.
I know.
Like, I like it. The graphics are good. The gameplay's good. This is one game where like
it's just buggy.
And I don't even need it to have people online. Like, I'll play by myself. I'll play with you guys.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but yeah, those are fucking pitiful numbers for real.
That's too bad. That's too bad. Yeah.
I mean, that's, dude, I'll pop in, used to pop in Colonial Marines and like no one was in there like, right. playing versus. It'd be like the same 10 people in a match all the time.
Yep. I don't know.
We'll see. I'm sure there's more to come for that game.
So I got something else. This isn't really video games, but apparently, reportedly, this week, Facebook will be changing its name.
Do they know what to?
Nope, we don't know yet. As they say, they said the rebrand will apparently reflect the company's focus on creating the quote-unquote metaverse, with the Facebook app positioned as a product in the parent company's lineup.
So it's a Facebook, Instagram,
yeah,
WhatsApp. It's going to be, it's all going to be, hey, do you have...
It's going to be Facegram, Instabook, or something like
that. Facegram app.
Facegram
app. What's Facegram?
I don't know. I just wanted to mention it. It's just interesting because it's like, it almost doesn't matter, right? Like at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter.
People are never going to call it that. They'll be like Facebook.
Right.
Hey, are you in orbit? What's that? Oh, Facebook. Oh, why didn't you say that? Because I don't have Instagram and the other shit.
Yeah.
I don't have WhatsApp.
No. Who has WhatsApp? Nobody has that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. So, yeah, that's it there. Is there any video games you want to talk about after that?
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
And this is kind of weird, and it's meant to sound kind of off, but I'm going to give you two choices. You tell me which one you would rather do.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather be able to catch any animal that you see and train it to fight? Or would you rather be able to eat people and gain their talents and their knowledge and their strength?
So what you're saying is, do I want to live in Kirby's world, right? Because he eats and then he gets the ability. Or do I want to live in Pokemon's world? That's kind of the question, right? Is that where you're at? Kirby, without a doubt. Why?
You would seriously like eat people to gain their shit?
Absolutely.
Instead of just being able to like pretty much talk to animals and... All right. Cool.
I don't want to talk to animals. I got nothing to say to animals.
And fight them?
Why would I want to fight an animal?
No, you don't fight them. You fight them against other people.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
It's okay in Pokemon world.
So okay, that. So what you're saying is you'd rather do Pokemon. That I'm guessing.
That's I think that'd be way cooler.
Oh, okay.
I catch any animal. It's like, hey, it's a bear. Once I can trap him, he just instantly obeys me. Like that's Disney type shit, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. But Kirby's awesome.
He is awesome, but getting to that cool point is morbid. And
that's
gross.
An interesting question. Where'd you come up with that question?
It's just, I was curious.
Just crazy? Okay. That's
it's cool. Like, it sounds like great. Like, yeah. I like blending shit and like cameos and shit. And Shang Tsung is one of my favorites because he's all everybody's powers. Kirby.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Mega Man and then I'm like, wait a minute. Kirby, dude, like he eats people and gains his power. What if that was like real?
Interesting.
Would people do that? Well, like,
if you're in the chat, what would you rather do? You would rather be in the Pokemon world, or would you rather be in the Kirby world?
That's what was the movie where that was what they had to do to get the powers? They had to kill Mortal Kombat.
Oh yeah,
where they had to beat the dude. They had to kill the guy to get the abilities.
Right. Crazy. Or the Arcane or Archon or whatever it's called. Yeah.
I gotta watch that movie again.
Yeah, I watched it a second time and it's fine. It's just like there's a lot of like, oh wait, why did that happen? Oh, okay, all right, we're here now. But it's fine. It was rushed. Good action, but yeah, it could have slowed down just a little bit, I think. Just a little bit. It's funny because there's movies out there, and I know you just watched a movie this past week that is not rushed. And it was way slow, and that's Dune, right?
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm not that interested in seeing it, but okay, maybe someone can talk me into it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to because I didn't even finish it. So I'm not going to like fully review it, and I definitely can't spoil it. But really, like if you know nothing about Dune and you were watching this, you would almost think you were watching Star Wars for a little bit.
okay.
Because of how like... slow things are, and it's like spacey but not, and it's like on a desert, so it almost reminded me of like The Force Awakens with Rey, like the beginning and stuff. It's all like sandy and shit. And then there's just politics and talking and politics and new character and talking and politics and betrayal and politics and talking and what the fuck, you have powers and you can't use them, but you can use them, but you don't.
I got you.
And it's like, what the like, it's just, I just didn't understand it. And it really came to a point where I had to just turn it off because I was just done. I was like done. I was like, oh my God. Something cool is going to happen. Momoa is going to go do some awesome fight. And you know what? He did fight and it was not awesome. And it was stupid. Mm. It was. And I get it. They have to keep their PG-13, but like, I don't know. That's the issue
right there.
And I never watched the original. And really I can see why I probably wasn't as interested. And then there's also, this is only the first part, which also like when I was like, wait a minute. So I kept in the back of my head that it starts off saying, part one, and I'm like, okay, maybe this is gonna be like kind of like one of those movies where like in the middle it's gonna say part two, so I'm like waiting, and then I'm getting there, and not only was I like, when's this movie, I'm like, oh my God, it never went to part two, which means there's a sequel, which means I'm not gonna see anything cool. So then I turned it off.
Yeah,
so I'm,
yeah.
I'll go back.
That's a good call. That's a good call though, you're right about that.
Yeah, so it, yeah, and like Zendaya,
yeah,
who, look, I'm not a super fan of her, but like she's the one of the most relevant people right now, mm-hmm. in movies. And she is not really in this movie. She's in it in just flashbacks. She has no, like, nothing right now. So, like, she's going to be in the next one. It, like, it's just,
yeah.
I don't know. It's, like, almost like take Lord of the Rings and then take all the action. At least Lord of the Rings makes up for all the politics and boring stuff with huge fucking epic battles.
Right, right.
This, like, one doesn't. Yeah. Batista's in it, though. That's kind of neat.
Is he good? Is it a good role?
I mean, he's Batista. Like, his character doesn't need to do anything but scream and yell and yeah. grunt.
Right.
But, yeah, whatever. I mean, I'll watch the end. It's on HBO Max. That's right. Why I watched it. So at least give it a shot. If you're into Star Wars or anything, just give it a shot. Because, I mean, it was written before, but the movies came after.
Right.
Like, three movies after Star Wars, they decided to make Dune.
Okay. I actually watched a movie this past week. Actually, two movies this past week. I watched Free Guy again. Because it's awesome. It's actually,
that movie's awesome.
Dude, I had to watch it again and like really like watch it, and holy shit, dude, there's so many, it might be the best video game movie ever made. Without a doubt. Like, I don't know, like there's so much about it that like you could totally relate to, and you could totally like see it, and you're like, wow, that, you know, obviously they intertwined a love story, and that's fine, that's good, and it actually kind of worked at the end, but like, man, I want to say the gameplay, but like the movie was it's so much fun. If you haven't seen it yet, please, please go see it. I mean, the part where he pulls out Captain America's shield is awesome.
Yeah.
And I love, because they actually have, what's his name?
Chris Evans
in it. And he just goes, what the shit?
Yeah.
When he pulls out the shield, that was really funny. I was like, okay, that's cool. I'm into that. But I guess the MCU is canon to Free Guy.
I guess.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe.
In this case? Yeah, man.
I think the only thing I didn't like about the movie was when they were doing the cut scenes where they were showing them, but like in video game form. Being a gamer, you could have done a janky, like, first person, like, not as good quality graphics, but the perfect, like, camera views, and it would have seemed more realistic than kind of whatever they did that was obviously, like, motion capture or whatever. Like, they could have done that, and we would have appreciated it more.
I think for what it is, it's pretty funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty good...
Like, when you're somebody, like, they even address the issue, like, she didn't know how to kiss somebody because it's not in the game.
Right.
Well, neither is like brushing against their shoulder or like holding their hand, stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah, right.
When it comes to actually showing them in the just the graphics.
No, like, I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what took me out for a second. Just like seeing that, I'm like, you could have just shown me like normal pixelated shit and it would have been better than that suit. Like, it almost felt like whoever made those CGI parts never played video games.
Yeah.
But yeah, the game is definitely by far one of the best video games, for sure.
The movie. You call it the game. See, I want to call it a game too, because it kind of is. And everything about it, it's fun. It's really fun. So, yeah, anyway. Not only that, but I saw Fast 9.
Yeah.
Me and my wife...
Paul Walker in it?
No.
You were about to say that's a stupid question, but it's not a stupid
question. It's not, and that's why I'm like, no. He's not in it.
They still haven't, like...
I don't think he is. I don't want to ruin it for people that are listening. I will tell you at the end what happened. I mean, it's cool. It was pretty good action. Tyrese and Ludacris went to space. So that's cool.
Why not?
This is one thing they haven't done yet, right?
Did they go underwater yet?
No.
Oh.
No, the submarine. I guess the submarine would be underwater. Yeah, I guess they kind of have.
Oh, okay.
They weren't underwater, though. The bad guy was in a submarine.
So it could be like F-10, 1,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
And, of course, I don't know if you even realize, but John Cena is in Fast 9.
Oh, yeah, he's, what's his name's brother,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's Dom.
The Rock's
Dom
brother?
Toretta's brother, yeah. No, The Rock is not, because... apparently, The Rock and Vin Diesel and Tyrese, I hear, are not very good friends. Rock has made no bones about that. He's pretty much said that, you know, he's done. He's never going to come back.
He doesn't like Vin Diesel.
Yeah, I guess Vin Diesel told him that, like, his acting wasn't as good.
What?
Yeah. At least that's the rumor. That's the rumor. Wow. And I'm like, wow, that takes some balls. Wow. Yeah. All right, that's fine. And that's why he was just like, okay, I'm done.
I mean, he is like The Rock 2.
Kind of. Yeah. 2. You're right. 2. Not the original. 2.
Yeah.
Although I did like Triple X, but I kind of liked it better when it was
Ice Cube.
Kind of did. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I'm into that. So, all right. Well, that's enough of what we've been watching. Maybe we'll turn that into a new segment. What have you been watching this week? That's original, right? A trailer just came out this past week. We finally got to see it. It's the Uncharted trailer for the new movie starring Tom Holland. You got a chance to see it, I'm guessing?
Yes.
And what did you think? Is this... It seems like another, like, kind of, you know, yeah, treasure hunting movie. But I dig it. I'm into those. So, like, I think it's going to be fun.
I didn't play any of the games, like, extensively.
Yeah.
I don't really know the story.
You don't really have to know. You really don't. Yeah.
So it looks like, to me, it's like, you know, Indiana Jones or a Tomb Raider, which is fine. I love those movies.
Sure.
The problem I had with the trailer was all the scenes they showed, like, there wasn't anything really going on, and most of the time it was like only a couple people.
Well, keep in mind, this is the first trailer. They don't give away a lot of stuff in the first trailer. You know,
it's just there was, except for the whole like plane scene in the air.
Yeah.
Which is show a lot of stuff.
Which is Uncharted 3.
That's when that happens.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know how much like the movie it's going to be or the game it's going to be, but I mean, I'd have to see more just because right now it doesn't look like an original movie to me. Treasure hunting, you know, but I'm a fan of Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
So
now I wanted to mention that. I'm glad you brought it up. Mark Wahlberg, who's playing Victor Sullivan or Sully. Which is awesome, and I like that because I do like Mark Wahlberg as an actor. Most things he plays in, he's a pretty good actor. Like, I like him. Sully is, like, famous for his giant, bushy, white mustache. He doesn't have one in this movie, so I don't know. It was a little weird. I don't know if I'd like to see Mark Wahlberg in a mustache. maybe it didn't look right. Who knows?
Maybe he'll get one.
Yeah, but yeah, maybe later, because like later in the games, you know, Sully's an older guy, you know, so he's Silver Fox, man, you know, so I don't know. I want to see what it's going to look like later, because it's cool that they're doing what they're doing with Tom Holland. Obviously, it's a young Nathan Drake. Obviously he's been around and done things, but not as extensive what he's about to do with Victor Sullivan, because he's kind of a backer. He's kind of a backer, teacher, whatever, you know. But no, I think it's gonna be fun. I think it's gonna be really cool. And the villain is Antonio Banderas, so yeah. I love that.
Is love there that. Like fantasy or unreal aspects to this movie, like magic and like shit like that, or is it yes. all grounded, like kind of like Indiana Jones is always grounded, even though it's talking about mythical things? Like it's there, always
there is no magic. No, the only I wouldn't say magic. I would.
Zombies.
Yeah, there's like a form of zombies. Just not,
there's stuff like fantasy elements.
A little bit. It's like, you know, they go to this, you know, this town that has been forgotten for, you know, tens of thousands of years, right? And they show up and there's these people there and they're all like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's so like that could be like the magic of it, I guess. But you know, obviously them looking for the treasure is really, really what you want. What would they say? 6 billion?
Yeah.
In the trailer. I was like, 6 billion? Really? That's what they're, okay.
That's a lot.
Sounds like a lot of money, but that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, but this is, this is going to happen, and I'm excited. I want to see you. Fortune favors the bold, as they say in Uncharted. February 18th. So not too far
Temple
away.
Temple Run the movie.
Mario Run or Go. What was it? Go? It was Go. Yeah. All right. Last for me, as far as movies or sequels or whatever, this is a weird one. I don't even know if you've seen the original. Okay. The original was made 40 years ago. Hulu has announced that they are going to put out a sequel to The History of the World Part 1, called The History of the World Part 2, from Mel Brooks, produced, directed by Mel Brooks. It's not going to be a movie, it's going to be a series. Did you see the original? I don't even know. I should have actually talked to you before this, but...
No, I've never watched the original. I mean,
it's hysterical. It's so much fun. It's hilarious. To nowadays standards, it would never fly. You know what I mean? So that's kind of why I'm like, well, why would they put out another one now where, like, you can't womanize, you can't do, you know, you can't do any of that. So I don't know.
Maybe they'll start off when that one came out. So that one came out when, in the 80s or something?
That's, 40 years ago.
The first one? Yeah, 70s.
Yeah,
yeah, 80s. Yeah, so maybe this one will start off with the 80s and go up.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know how. I think I did, because it was kind of like documentary kind of.
Yeah, stuff. It went from like one story to the next,
and there was
to the
like
next
a narrator
event.
And shit.
Which actually makes total sense that they would do that when they do the sequel. It would be episodic. It wouldn't be.
Yeah.
You know, so I get that. You know, because they jump from different times. So, you know, you have like, you know, Moses with the tablets, and then all of a sudden you're like King George, and then all of a sudden you're. You know, it's kind of like all over the place, but it just kind of explains the history of the world in a funny light, you know, in a Mel Brooks
light.
Why
not Spaceballs too?
Ugh. Why not Spaceballs too?
Spaceballs the series.
Because John Candy's dead.
So, and they could just sequels, man.
Barf. Yeah, so who knows? Whatever. This is fine. They're saying, here it is. It's an 8-episode variety series, executive produced and written by Brooks, Nick Kroll, Wanda Sykes, Ike Barinholtz, David Stason, and Kevin Salter. If you know movies, then you know those names for sure. Yeah. Cool. Good luck. I hope it's great. There's no way it's going to be good. I'm sorry. There's no way that's going to be any good. But we'll see. We will see. So, all right. Anything else you want to say before we say goodbye?
No, I think I am good.
All right, cool. All right, cool. Please do us a favor. You get a chance, go to the website, gamefixshow.com. There's a lot of things to do on it. Yeah, you can also follow us on our social media, and you can also support us through our Patreon. And we haven't really talked about that in a couple weeks. Verlaine, tell them what they could get. Tell them what Patreon is. What the hell is Patreon? I was waiting for you.
So if you don't know, Patreon is pretty much your way to kind of financially, like monetarily back the show, like with like extra money or whatever, whatever. It's kind of like Kickstarter. However, when you do this, we always return the money in forms of trying to make the show better. Everything that you're hearing live, all the downloaded podcasts, those will always be free. But you will get more access as you donate a little bit more. We have this tier system. So the more you donate, the more you get. We have a kind of like an Overwatch voice project that we got going on with a bunch of different celebrities. Whenever we do interview celebrities, we banter with them, setting them up for the show. You get to hear that recording. And sometimes it's really cool to hear them even outside of our show. You know, it's different aspect of things. You also get, you know, random prizes. When you see us live at events, you get free stuff and discounts. You get to send us challenges and pretty much be a producer of the show if you hit the $10 tier, which is limited. So it's really cool. Patreon.com/GameFixShow or GameFixShow.com. Just check out the animated Patreon GIF. Speaking of, on the 16th of November, next month, it's like 3 weeks away, we're going to be at the Cleveland Gaming Classic. And the best part about this is that
the 14th of November. Yeah. The 13th is a Saturday. Yeah, sorry.
13th. Okay. Daniel Pacino is going to be there. And what's her name? That was Sonya from the video games, the actual video game actress. They're both going to be there.
Yeah.
It's good time. We'll have more details later, but definitely if you are a patron, then you can get free stuff. Otherwise, dude, it's local. So for all you Cleveland people, it's going to be around us. So.
Yep. It's going to be cool. Looking forward to that in a couple of weeks. Yeah. So there's some stuff happening. We like it. So I already asked you, but you're good. You got anything else? Good. Yeah. All right. Well, like I say at the end of every show, it's your world. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
I love you.
Turd nuggets.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.